How's it going, you imitators? Episode 399 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I don't know why I pronounced it so fully this time. It was because I was doing the motions and I was pointing, but this is just going to be an audio podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Waiting for my guest right now. Got about a minute, maybe a couple minutes. And I just re-upgraded to the paid version of Zoom, but I'm gonna go month by month. my guest today, when their publicist reached out to me, I was like, huh? And well, they're a billionaire, and I'm, you know, living month to month, paycheck to paycheck, and just kind of hoping everything turns out all right. And it's going to be an interesting episode, I think. I didn't read up or watch too much about my guest because I wanted to hear it from them. And now we wait. Now we wait. Now we wait. For the episode to begin, well, the episode has already begun. Oh, they're in the waiting room. Okay, coming on in. Connecting to audio, alrighty. Connecting. And the episode's recording. Another reason why I re-upgraded to the monthly Zoom Pro is because now this is going to be recorded to the cloud. When previously...
Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Good, good. Hang tight. Let me get my stuff on.
Cool, cool. All right. Hey. Yeah.
Let me see why I'm out of focus. You are perfectly clear. You must have an excellent connection, right?
I think so.
Well, that's a good start to the day. Things work as planned. I love it.
Awesome. How's it going?
Good, man. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So I didn't say your name yet to the listeners because I didn't want to mispronounce it. I haven't watched any of your stuff yet or listened to the podcast yet. Is it Shaheen?
It's Shaheen. That is correct.
Awesome. So, welcome to the show.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, yeah. real quick. So, you know, we have a show too. I've got about... I think we're up to about 65, 70,000 subscribers now. And one of the things my publicist said that we could do now is we're happy to rebroadcast this show on our channel. And if you give me links, I can send subscribers to you to help promote your channel. If that's something. Yeah. Cool, man.
Fully appreciate that. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So if, let me see. Oh yeah, there it is. Nope. It says, please ask host to give you permission to record.
Oh yeah, you can. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, you have to actually go into participants more. But I like the way you're thinking. We're on track to doing very well today.
Oh, allow to record local files. Yes. And now it'll let you.
My friend, we are cooking with oil.
Yes. Awesome. Watch and store in the cloud. Da da da. Got it. Cool.
I love the shirt.
Thanks. It's one of my favorite bands, RX Bandits. It's says nuclear war, there goes my career, and it's someone like, oh no, because they were so focused on their career that was the thing that they were worried about from a nuclear war. It's like, well, there's a lot more things, a lot more to worry about if there's a nuclear war than your career. It's like, we got to focus. We got to focus on what's important. We got to focus on what's in front of us. You know?
I agree, man. A little morning Mountain Dew. I like you already, man. You're living the rock star life.
Yeah. Nectar of the gods, as I always say. Ah, that's my coffee. I don't know why. I just never latched onto coffee. I like coffee the times I've had it. But I'm like, that flavor, give me that caffeine, good to go.
Gotcha. Where are you at, Doug?
Living in Utah right now. And, you know, just working at Sonic, getting those burgers out, getting those tater tots out to everyone who's coming through. And
are you really?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me? Are you really?
Really, really. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
This is my, I've had about 40 jobs now and I'm 37.
Jeez.
So yeah, this is life right now, you know? I wanted to ask you about, so herbal ecstasy. I've never done ecstasy. And, what's it all about? Like, what's the feeling? Like, what's the vibe with it? And, how fun is it?
Are we talking about ecstasy or are we talking about herbal ecstasy?
Herbal ecstasy.
Herbal ecstasy. So herbal ecstasy
or both. Yeah.
Yeah. So herbal ecstasy is a supplement that I developed in the early 90s. I was a kid, left home early, got into the electronic music scene. Mm-hmm. And I decided that there needed to be an alternative to what was being passed around as MDMA. So I came up with this product called Herbal Ecstasy. I sold it initially, believe it or not, through the drug dealers at the raves and the clubs. And then I moved on to brick and mortar stores. By the time I was 16, I was multimillionaire, collection of luxury cars, planes, boats, all that stuff. Was a very successful kid coming out of the electronic music scene and into the world of consumer product goods. And what happened was that the government started cracking down on it. They didn't want people to use my product as opposed to pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh,
as the story goes. Yeah. So that's what happened. But as far as your question goes, you know, there was a combination of ingredients in there that led to, you know, back in the 90s to the product that we were selling then, that led people who were partying to have a similar effect to what they were getting on other things. And that was basically the feeling of it. People felt, you know, people said they felt euphoric, you know, they could dance all night. You got the body high, but you didn't get the emotional high that you would get from taking real ecstasy.
Okay. So what if, what if you like took a little bit more? Like, would it just increase the body high? Or
yeah. So ecstasy is what's called what I understand to be an empathetic drug or an empathic drug, which allows this kind of feeling of heart opening of connection. And again, I don't espouse the use of any drug or any supplement. Everybody should, you should talk to your doctor and only take stuff that your doctor and you are on board with. So please don't listen to me. I am as sophisticated as two chimpanzees fighting over a mango. But with that said, it was a drug that was fairly benign in comparison, relatively speaking, to a lot of the other stuff that was passed around in the generation before and even in the generation after, but it led to this empathetic kind of physical feeling. That's why in the 1940s and 50s, They had experimented with it as a truth serum because people take it, they feel good, they want to tell things. So that was what one of the initial uses of it was. And then later in the 1980s, it was espoused by clinicians, by psychologists and psychiatrists as a drug for couples therapy. And of course, with the dance scene and the gay scene, believe it or not, that was coming out of the 1980s where people were becoming openly gay, they were partying, there was a big electronic music scene just starting at the cusp. People started taking ecstasy and realizing, wow, it feels really good to be at a party or at a club and to be taking this stuff. And, you know, it had relatively few side effects. Again, relatively speaking, in comparison to other drugs, you know, people, you could overheat on it. People could take too much of it. But in general, for most people, it was well tolerated in those days. The problem, like anything in this country, is that, or in any Western country, is that people don't know how to do anything in moderation. And that's what happened.
So go ahead.
No, but it was legal for the majority of the 80s and briefly, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s. And then it was made illegal. So obviously there was a market demand for it, but the supply wasn't there.
Okay. So would you compare ecstasy to herbal ecstasy, same comparison as like weed with THC to weed with CBD?
No, because CBD doesn't really have any psychoactive effects. Not really. It just chills you out.
Just like not effects wise, but just a comparison of like one will give you this and this, and one will give you this, but not this.
Kind of thing. No, I hear you. That's a great question. The answer is no. It was a unique product in and of itself, and it had unique pronounced effects. Mm-hmm. CBD is derived from hemp. We just did a episode on this on our show, Hack and Grow Rich. So a lot of people watch that, and we tried out a lot of different. I've got actually a bunch on my desk. Here's one from Ojai. What are they called? Ojai Energetics. Really cool one.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one this week that we've tried. It's from a company called Receptra. I think it's Receptra. Yeah, it's called Receptra. And that's a CBD extract. They're delicious and super good. There's another one by a company called Hemp Fusion. They're great for recovery, relaxation, stress, all that kind of stuff. But you know, they certainly don't have the feeling, the psychoactive effects of THC. You don't get high on them. Like I'll give the stuff to my mom or my dad, you know, my mom who's like, Shani, I have a problem with my hip. What can I do? I don't want to get high, Shani. I say, mom, you're not going to get high. No, just give me that CTD. I said, mom, it's called CBD, CTD, CGB, whatever. Just give it to me. I don't want to get high, okay? And I give her that stuff. So, you know, that stuff is good. But herbal ecstasy actually had a pronounced effect to it. More importantly, after that, I went on to solving the problem of smoking. You know, people, Doug, have been smoking for thousands of years. Nobody had found a solution to that. So I thought, wow, what is it that we're trying to get from smoking? Well, turns out that we're trying to get the active elements of the plant. We're trying to get the nicotine. We're trying to get the THC. We're trying to get the cannabinoids. We're trying to get all this great stuff. But what are we doing? We're heating it up to 1200 degrees, causing combustion, which creates smoke, tar, and carbon monoxide, the three carcinogenic elements that are most commonly known with smoking. Well, what happens if you could just heat it up a little bit? Turns out most of these elements that we're trying to get from these plants are available at a much lower temperature. So if you can go to 300 degrees, 340 degrees, even 400 degrees before something burns, you can get all the good stuff out, but leave behind the smoke, tar, and carbon monoxide, which are the toxic elements. So I went about inventing digital vaporization and what now is the forerunner of what is the vape industry, all that stuff, the Juul, all those vape products arose from technology that I built. And that was fun.
I was just gonna say I really love dry weed vaping, like putting the flower in the packs. I had a PAX 3 at one point, putting the flower in the packs, putting it in there, and then you're just roasting it. You're not burning it, and it just kind of heats it up, and then you get all of the, and then you can also taste all the terpenes. Like, you can taste the different flavors of the different strains, and you still get just as high or maybe even higher, because you're getting the essence of the plant instead of the burned plant. Yeah. Would you get all of that, or I bet it's like a little less, even if you're using a bong or maybe a gravity bong or something that cools it down along the way to you, because that filters through some of the carcinogens and all of that, right?
No, it does not. Unfortunately, what's commonly known as bongs or glass pipes that people use are just elaborate ways of smoking. It is cooler on the throat because you are intaking the smoke through water. So the water has a tendency to cool it down. Some people put ice in there and it tends to make the vapor feel a little cooler, or at least they'll get a cool reflection of the water. The fact is, it doesn't filter out the smoke, because you are still creating smoke, tar, and carbon monoxide. It's just it feels better when it goes down into the throat. Same with a hookah. The difference in vaporization, true vaporization, like what you were describing with a device, yeah, or even, you know, something like a PAX or one of these devices, is that they do not burn your source material. When you vaporize, if your source material turns brown or black, you are doing it wrong. If it turns golden or stays green, then you have a pretty good likelihood that you're creating the minimal smoke, tar, and carbon monoxide, which is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, let's talk about you. So I am curious about what we are going to do to get you out of flipping burgers at Sonic.
Oh, this is one of six podcasts that I have.
Wow.
Currently. And some of them are limited release. Like, there was a show that I really wanted to watch from back in the 2000s called The Riches. And I started watching it, and in the pilot, I heard the one of the characters' names that's like, so it's about a family of travelers, and they come upon this car, and the car is in a wreck, and then like both people had died, and the person's name who was in the car was Doug Rich. And so I was like, my name's Doug, and I'm loving this show already. This was like a couple minutes into the show. And then I go, whoa, what if I make a podcast about this show and call it I Am Doug Rich? And then I did, and I started watching the pilot, and there's a bunch of times where one of the main characters continually says, I am Doug Rich. I am Doug Rich, like introducing himself to other people. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's the podcast name.
And I like it. That's funny. Yeah. That's cool. I think that's a hobby for you. If we're going to get you out of Sonic, that's not going to get you out of Sonic. I think what might get you out of Sonic is if we get you to start an Amazon business. And here's what I'm going to do. So I'll give you a little bit of background. I run a course called Amazon Mastery, and we teach people how to create predictable recurring revenue on the Amazon platform day after day. People get out of dead-end jobs, stop selling their fucking hours, and get out there and live the life they know that they can. Live the life that they know it's possible for them to live. And one of the great things about Jeff Bezos and Amazon and the building of this incredible infrastructure that he's done is it allows people like me and you and all the people that are listening to your show to start their own Amazon businesses. So, Doug, I started on the Amazon platform early in 2009 with a product called Accelerol, which is a brain supplement. Fucking awesome. and we started selling that on the Amazon platform. But now I teach people how to do exactly what I think you might need. So here's my proposal to you. I have a 1-hour course that's normally $200. I will offer to you and every single one of your listeners for zero, free, absolutely free. Do you have an hour sometime in the next 7 days this week to watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this. I'm going to have you watch the video. You're going to email me after this call. I'm going to share my email, my direct email. You know what? I'll put it in the chat window for you, but I'm just going to give it on air. I know that your community is tight enough, so I'm okay with that. My email is darkzess@gmail.com. You guys can check out my Amazon Mastery course where we teach people how to create predictable recurring revenue daily on the Amazon platform. You don't need much money to be started. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Shaheen, I'm in a fucking dead-end job. I'm flipping burgers. I'm trying to have a good time at home, smoking weed, doing my podcast. How the fuck am I going to start an Amazon business? Doug, if that's what you want to do, if I can take you and take you from working at Sonic and create seven-figure income for you within the next 12 months, that's my commitment to you. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to coach you. Okay. You're not going to have to pay anything to me up front. I want you to succeed. Until you succeed, I'm going to give you the 1-hour course for free. By the way, my website is fbasellercourse.com. Okay. We got a great community of people there. The only thing, and I'm just coming up with this as I met you. We haven't met before, right?
Right.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to publicize it. Okay. I'm going to give you the 1-hour course for free. If you watch it and you tell me, Shaheen, I have the time to do this, I will coach you. I will teach you how to start an Amazon business. I will teach you how to raise the money to do it, even if you don't have the money. And our goal will be in 6 months or less to get you to work from home and to walk into Sonic, flip your last burger, then flip your boss the bird, tell him to fuck off, because you will now be independently wealthy and will not need that fucking job anymore. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
There we go. All right. So it's fbasellercourse.com. We've got Doug Culp here. Doug, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to put some work into it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Reach out to me. I'll onboard you into the 1-hour course. And then me and you can have a call after. You don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah.
And we're going to publicize this. We're going to record this in the podcast. That's the only thing. You got to be okay with us publicizing it. That we're going to take you from working at Sonic to being on your way to being a millionaire. I can't promise I'll make you a millionaire, but we will get you on the way there in 6 months or less by selling products on Amazon.
Cool.
All right, bud. Any closing questions for me?
Oh yeah. I mean, the show's got a little more. So let's see. I wanted to know, with psychedelics and everything, what's something in psychedelics that you haven't done yet that you would like to do? And it doesn't have to be just one thing.
You're interested in the psychedelic space, so you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you. When you join my coaching program, I'm going to encourage you to take no drugs, no weed, no psychedelics, no booze, nothing like that. Why? Because it does not make you into the best version of Doug as far as entrepreneurship goes. Very few people are better when they are on the juice. And I will explain this to you. You are not hearing this from somebody who is anti-drug. I am not anti-drug. And I understand that the conversation around drugs is a nuanced conversation. Yet another thing that most people in Western civilization can't handle. Tell me if it's good or bad. Tell me if it'll kill me or keep me alive. Nobody wants to have the nuanced conversation that some drugs are okay and some drugs are bad and some drugs are okay in some quantities and some are right for some people and wrong for others. That's a conversation that our society has deemed incorrect. What I can tell you, as being somebody who's lived many lives, who's been successful, who's created revenue, that it is not something that promotes wealth. It is not something that promotes success. It is not something that will make you the best entrepreneurial version of yourself. If you want to stay home, play video games, get high, and wake up and watch the rest of the world go by, maybe. But if you have greater ambitions, and seriously, only join my course if you have greater ambitions, if you want to be better, if you want to achieve greater things in life, whatever that might mean to you. And you can say, well, I'm not materialistic, Shane. I don't give a shit about things. Cool, man. Neither am I. But what I care about is freedom, success. What is freedom? What's freedom to you, Doug?
Honestly, I've been so poor for so long that it means being able to go to a restaurant and get some food, whatever you want on the menu, and not have to worry about it the next day.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty low bar, Doug.
Yeah, I know.
That's a pretty low bar.
Which is why I've been able to persist for so long at this low of an income. And I think like financial freedom has its benefits and definitely has its bars to reach. And then I know in my heart and in my mind that in the cannabis sector, there's a place for me and there's a place to grow literally and figuratively successful there. And that doesn't mean I'm smoking all day, every day. It doesn't mean I'm smoking every day. When I have it, I have it, and that's fine. And when I don't have it, that's also fine.
But Doug, you have to realize you are where you are right now because you've been doing what you've been doing. Nobody's fault. You're okay. There's nothing wrong with where you are right now.
But it's not due to cannabis. I'm not saying it's
due to cannabis. But yeah. What I'm saying is if you want something different, you'll have to start doing things differently.
Okay? We're here. I lived the first 30 years of my life sober, and it's fine. Like it's a way to live. And I think a lot of people live that way and it's great. And but I also know that we always have a choice, like always.
Sure. And that's not the point of what I'm telling you. Okay. Yeah. If sobriety is a roadblock for you, maybe that's something you have to solve yourself first. With that said, freedom to most people is being able to do what they want with who they want, when they want, and how they want. And of course, having, you know, being as you describe yourself, poor, you have a certain level of freedom. Because if you're not chasing wealth, the bar is really low. And yeah, maybe you go into the restaurant, you can't get all the food that you want, but it's okay. You tell yourself that you don't need it. I didn't even care about that. It's okay. I'm fine without it. And you can live that way because those are pacifiers that we tell ourselves. The fact is, it's not fucking okay. You know you could do better. Like you said, you know in your heart that there's areas and sectors and business, whatever it is, be it selling on Amazon or getting involved in the CBD industry or whatever it is that you're interested in getting involved in, you know that you could do better. But if you want to get there, if you want to achieve those levels of success that you know you can get to, you got to start doing things differently. You can't do the same things and expect different results, which is where my invitation to you comes from. So let's do this. In wrapping up, I'll give you my email one more time, darkzess@gmail.com. My website is fbasellercourse.com or shaheenshan.com. Hopefully we can include those in the show notes. We'll make this the first episode of a few. Check out the course. If it's right for you and you feel like you're ready, reach out to me and I will coach you to start an Amazon business and to start in one level of business. And if you want to do something else, that's cool too. But I want you to, as soon as we hang up, take one action whatever that is, to get you closer to your goals. Can we agree to that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I did have something else to say. Sure. And it's directly about Amazon, is that I heard that Jeff Bezos is interested in lobbying for the national legalization of cannabis. And so if that's happening, then I think that there would be a place within Amazon and the cannabis sectors to coalesce and to come together in maybe a beautiful partnership relationship. Because at the end of the day, like I said, I spent the first 30 years of my life sober. And once I tried it, I was like, this is something not only that I've been missing out on my entire life, but that I could be connecting with people over not only day to day, month to month, week to week, but year to year in a greater way than just hanging out and getting high, playing games and whatever, because there's such a stigma. There's such a stigma over the stoner who never gets anything done. And while I've been high, I've gotten so much done creatively, not just the other podcast, not just the other five podcasts, but I have around 40 original songs, more, I think. I've created my own font. I have my own Threadless shop on threadless.com. I have a lot of irons in the fire that are waiting for people to hear about, I guess. Like I have a kind of small network, and through the podcast and through us connecting, I think that a lot of those irons could be not only discovered, but put to use. And so these tiny streams of revenue that I have could become bigger streams of revenue. And in a not so small way, I could become an entrepreneur making my own art, as I've been doing through these other platforms and other venues, while also using and depending on Amazon. I think both could benefit from one another, and it's exciting. It's an exciting prospect.
I love it. So reach out to me. We'll see if that could happen. And then make sure to check out, you know, subscribe to my podcast. It's Hack and Grow Rich. And you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google. My book, Billion, How I Became King of the Thropo Cult, is out right now. It's on Amazon. You can get the audiobook on Audible. The first chapter is free on Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are found. You can check out the Billion podcast as well. And I really appreciate you having me on, Doug. And to your success, whatever you do, I wish you health, happiness, and success.
Awesome. And thanks again for doing it and reaching out. And we'll continue this another day.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye. Awesome. Woo. Okay, so this has been You and Me in Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp and Shaheen Cheyenne. All right. Till next time, everybody. Bye-bye.